certainly a lot of.
But I know that we didn't, I know we didn't have Sunday school, we didn't have a Sunday school like we have now in our Protestant churches. I know they didn't have that. It was more or less a form that they went through. We all went in there and dipped our finger in a little old water bowl and made the sign of the cross and all went down there and had a certain place to sit there. And when the service was over, then we filed out and fell into line two and two and come back and up the hill and then was dismissed. And there we were, and it was all over. I don't know what it was all about. The biggest majority of them didn't know what it was about.
Was that superstition common among children of haunted houses?
Yes. Back when I was a child, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, certainly. They believed in spooks. Goblins and one thing or another. Yeah.
And
of course we believed in Santa Claus too.
Yeah.
That's right. And I was a great big boy before I found out who Santa Claus was.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yes, it was. It was kind of disappointing. Yeah.
What did you call the house where you thought there might be spooks and goblins and things like that?
Well, it was a haunted house. Yeah. Haunted house.
And let's see if it's, well... What would you say about the weather today? Is it extremely cold or?
Well, I wouldn't say that it was extremely cold. I might say it's just a little snappy out. I haven't been out. I don't know very much about just what the weather is. That boy there could tell you because he's been to ranch and helped feed up.
Yeah, it's a little snappy.
Little snappy, wouldn't you say, Jim?
Yeah, he has that look.
Huh? Yeah, but he's used to it. Of course, he dresses for it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can stand lots of cold. The weather don't stop them fellas. Mm-hmm. Of course, they've got to go, and boy, they don't pay no attention to the weather.
Well, we do, but we have to go anyway.
Yeah, they have to go anyway. Well, them cattle's got to be fed.
Yeah, he probably knows about insulated underwear.
I don't know whether he wears them or not.
I've got that. That's what that vest is on, Bill.
Yeah. Well, we were talking yesterday about insulated underclothes. My goodness alive, how I'd have loved to have a suit of them when I had to get out and face the old cold weather, snow or blow. Of course, we had the old long handles, the old heavy underwear, but that insulated underwear, I guess it's wonderful. People that have them say it's wonderful. Wonderful garments.
Well, I think I'll put y'all.
Yeah, well, Jim, it's glad to meet you. Just like, I think Audrey said that Mr. telling speech instructor. Yeah, he's quite a fella.
Yeah, he's still carrying on.
I guess speech 202 or
same as he always has been.
He's quite a character. Are you in his department?
No, we split. Mm-hmm. So now he's over in another building. He's over in that building is just southeast of the Union. Has white columns up in front. Now it's called a communications building.
Oh, it is. That was old. Well, that was where the physical education dean, a bunch of deans were in there when I was down there, I believe.
Well, they've taken it away from them. They're probably going to build them some new buildings.
Oh, yeah.
We got our bond issue through now.
I never got as far as Jimmy got.
No, I'm perfectly happy. I chose you. I didn't just come out
I'm just
blindly.
Talking about old time things that happened. And